Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchand. And as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's 2020 NFL Draft Stars. We bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. And we have a fantastic guest today. He hails from the Pac-12 Oregon Ducks, Calvin Throckmorton. And this kid is all Pac-12 on the field. He's also all academic, and his teammates call him Doc Throck because he's that smart. Calvin, welcome to the show. What's it like knowing that your collegiate career's come and gone, but now you have this whole new world of football ahead of you?
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on. It was truly the best five seasons, best 4 years of my life, and grateful that I got to accomplish everything I set out to, in my time at Oregon. But it's just an exciting time now to be able to progress and go on to that next stage and just continue to compete and try to be the best possible player I can be.
And have you always had the athletic trait where, regardless that I assume you were the bigger kid growing up, but were you always a little bit more athletically gifted than the others?
I wouldn't say I was necessarily more athletic than guys. I was always wanting to work. I was always wanting to get better at things and focus on things to improve on. And that's something that I've kept with me my whole playing career. And, throughout my whole life with everything else, with academics, I was always just striving to get that much better every day.
I love that response, man. And for you, to have that hard work and that mentality has got you this far. And, the last few months you've been busy. You're at, the All-Star Games. You're at the Combine. What was it like just, being in St. Pete's and just getting your feet underneath you to, meet with all these scouts? You're at the Trayvon Hotel. You look across the lobby and every single place you can eye, there's an empty, there's a seat filled with a scout and a player. You were probably doing the same thing, but how much did that help you as you were moving forward to the combine when you had more formal meetings and with bigger, coaches and GMs and all these guys?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, it was really that first true opportunity to, introduce myself, as a person outside of football to these scouts and to these teams. So, I was, spending 3-4 hours a day just talking to teams and talking to scouts, just trying to, get as much out of the process as I could and as much out of the opportunity as I could, and took that same mentality into the combine with me and just wanted to really talk to everybody I could and introduce them to who I am as a person, why I think I would be, great addition to their football teams.
And Calvin, that, you just saying that is that's music to a scout's ears. Because it's tricky trying to get a hold of you guys. I know I talked to so many of them, but, they're texting you guys saying, hey, we're down in the lobby. They're trying to scramble to talk to guys, and you being so forward, and wanting to introduce yourself to them. That goes a long way, and then all the attributes that you bring to the field enhance your value. So when do you kind of get the sense? So you're at Oregon, you're doing your thing. Big-time program, but when do you really get the sense that, what you're doing on a Saturday can allow you this opportunity to make a living on a Sunday?
Sure, I think it kind of comes back to what I said, just trying to be the best possible player I can be. And, our coaches talk about it all the time. If we can contribute and make the team look good, then, it's going to make ourselves look good. So we were just in there every single day wanting to be the best possible football team we could be. And by doing that, we made ourselves best possible players we could be. So it's just that same mentality of wanting to be the best you can be and wanting to get to that next level. And, right now I have a really incredible opportunity in front of me to, play in the National Football League.
You do. And the best part about you is, getting back to the games. I mean, you did the Shrine Game a week later at the Senior Bowl, and then, about a month after that, you're down at the combine. I mean, the trajectory is all pointing in the right direction, Calvin. You're definitely doing your thing in errors of pointing, you know, up. Once again, Calvin Throckmorton here on the C2P as we find out what this young man brings to the next level and so many accolades and abilities this young guy brings to what we're talking about in terms of being in the National Football League. You know, and just eyeing you up. Now, this is the one, I'm on your bio now. I've been, you know, trying to take notes, but one sack over your last 3,224 snaps, 45 games. How much does that one sack taunt you? Did you relive it in your head going, this is where I messed up?
You know, I really don't think about things like that. I might look at it and be like, okay, what can I improve on? But it's never something that I let, you know, my mind wander to. It's, as an athlete, you're always kind of hitting that reset button to be able to perform, you know, to your highest level in that next snap, that next series. So it's not really something I think about. I just think about how I can get better and how do I improve, and that's what I focus on, and that's what I try to take, you know, into each and every game with me.
And Justin Herbert had to love having you in front of him, knowing that you weren't allowing anybody to touch him. So, I mean, Justin Herbert probably went to bed a lot of nights knowing that you were there doing your thing and he was going to be untouched when he saw 54 rocking the jersey in front of him. Now, I ask this of all the guys that come on the show, but, I mean, what do you think these scouts love about you? I mean, if they're in the film room, you're with them, you're watching the tape, what do you think that they're going to love about what you bring to the next level?
I think it's just, you know, the intelligence I bring to the table and being able to process information and use that on the field on Saturdays and Sundays in the future. And just that versatility that I bring. I've, you know, started 52 straight games at four different positions, and, you know, that's something that they think really highly of. And I take a tremendous amount of pride in being, you know, the most versatile offensive lineman in this draft and being able to play all across the offensive line and just coming in and being consistent and really just excelling at my job each and every day.
And that versatility, I mean, it's mind-blowing, and the success you've had. And I know you're so humble. I mean, you don't come across, you know, but, I mean, how do you make it look so easy? You know, they got your left guard, they got your right tackle, they got you doing all these positions, and you just go through it, and you just don't miss a beat. I mean, what's your secret?
It just always comes down to the preparation. You know, there's so many hours of work and film study and practice that goes into, you know, the week before you play in a football game. And that's just what allows me to, you know, play fast and play physical when the game rolls around, because I don't have to think about what I'm doing. I've already done it, you know, 1,000 times in practice. And so that's why practice was always so important to me, is because I knew it was an opportunity to do exactly what I wanted to do and perform exactly how I wanted to perform come game day.
That's excellent, man. When you were on the All-Star Combine circuit, these guys had to love talking to you. You had to just cross all the T's, dot all the I's. When Calvin Throckmorton got done, they're like, yeah, this guy gets an A+ in the interview process. I mean, you're just nailing it. Now, at this point, I can't imagine there's anything they don't know that you do well. But is there anything left out there? I mean, could you have done more that maybe the Ducks didn't need you to do this? But I don't know. Maybe you could throw touchdown passes, Calvin. I don't know what the scouts need to know. Is there anything left? I mean, is there any more tricks in the pocket?
You know, it's funny that you bring that up, because I remember, I think it was a couple seasons ago, Justin Herbert said the same thing. He was like, oh, he could probably play quarterback if he needed them to, and he could probably play like 8 positions. I was like, you know, I think I'll stick to offensive line. You know, I appreciate that, but I think I'm going to stick to O-line. But, you know, I'm just a guy that wants to come in every single day, be the first guy in the building, last one out, and just work my tail off every day to just be the best I can be.
And you've done it, man. And again, and how important was the academic side of it? I think it says 3.8 GPA. I mean, how important was it just not only to be awesome on the field, but also be a student athlete to the fullest?
Yeah, well, you know, something that I think about every day is I never want to do anything halfway. And so whether that was academics, whether that was football, whether that was just, you know, my social life, my relationships, I always wanted to give it 100%, and, you know, took a tremendous amount of pride in trying to excel at all of those things. So academics was no different, and me wanting to be the best student I could be went right alongside with being the best football player I could be.
Nice. So now, is that a competitive spirit, or is that just wanting to do things the right way? Like, if we're playing ping pong, do you want to crush me?
Yeah, I mean, everything I do, I'm trying to be competitive. I'm trying to be the best, but
it's more just that work ethic and knowing that, you know, if you're not going to give it 100%, then it's not worth doing.
Yeah. There's a lot of truth to that, Calvin. And again, you've proved that everything that you've done is worked out to where you're at today, and nothing but success and accolades. Everything that you've done turned to gold. For you, you know, when you look a month away, do you believe like you're so close to this childhood dream?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of surreal still in this moment, just having that potentially in the future. And I'm just excited. You know, I'm still just doing everything I can right now to prepare myself for that opportunity to, you know, excel whatever we can, you know, get on the football field with these teams. But you know, again, it's just exciting and surreal, and it'll be a dream come true when that day comes.
It is. It's going to be an exciting time. And I'm sure your phone was ringing off the hook. You might have got a call walking through campus and you didn't recognize the area code. There's an agency on the other side, but you signed with IHC Sports. You know, how did you know that these guys were the right fit for you? Very important choice, and you made a great one, but how did you know that this was the right way to go?
Just our values, you know, lined right up with one another, and we, you know, we cared about the same things, and like, so we valued the same things in relationships and what this partnership meant. So, you know, just every time I talked to them, I came out on the other side and was like, yeah, I mean, these guys are a great fit, and, you know, they truly care about their clients and their players. And so, you know, I couldn't have made a better choice.
Yeah, you couldn't have. And again, they I don't think they could have made a better choice. I mean, you know, you're going to be one of those guys signing not two, you're going to be signing three contracts in the National Football League, the way you do things. Calvin, we're almost out of time. I would love to keep you for another hour if we could. But we call it three and out, a few off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with
some
of those?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Now, Saturday rolls around. Is there any game day superstitions that you go through?
I don't say I necessarily have any superstitions, but I always have to make my bed in the morning on game day, whether it's, you know, our own team hotel or an away hotel. I always have to make the bed before I leave the hotel and that just kind of sets me up for every other thing the rest of the day.
Excellent. Now, do you make your bed throughout the week, or is that definitely just something that definitely has to be done on game day?
I try to do it throughout the week, but it's always something I have to do on game day for sure.
I love it. I love this. That's a neat one. I like that one. How about this one? I always ask this of offensive linemen. You guys are usually the meatier, bigger guys on the team.
Sure.
Who's the biggest eater of the unit, and what was the biggest meal you've ever seen them put down?
Shoot, like the offensive line as a unit is kind of ridiculous. We would have, you know, position dinners every Thursday before games, and you know, I feel like every time we walked out of those restaurants, they would just be so happy that we were finally leaving because of just the food that we had been putting down. And just like one time guys went to like an all-you-can-eat like Korean barbecue place, and they ended up just cutting them off because they had been already been eating too much food.
Oh, that's fancy. You guys got cut off. Not from drinking, but from eating. That's a great,
yeah,
that's a great story.
They just kept turning their grill off, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. And sticking with the food theme, the week of the draft, I assume you're going to be with family and friends, a time to celebrate this next football journey. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate this special day?
You know, to be honest, I like to cook a lot, and so I'll probably try to be helping with something come when the day rolls around, but probably a little too far in advance right now.
Yeah, fair enough. I like that, man.
Yeah.
Okay, Calvin, man. Fantastic watching you. I mean, you know, Oregon's, you know, you guys are always prime time TV, a game, you know, everybody loves the Ducks. So, you know, you guys always brought some excitement, and obviously you're there protecting Justin Herbert. And, you know, so that just made TV time and being able to see number 54 do his thing as well. But, hey, great career. Stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed. And we appreciate you joining us here on the show.
Yeah, thank you very much, man. It's been awesome.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Calvin Throckmorton, the standout from Oregon, kind enough to join us here on the C2P, and this kid brings such versatility and ability.
This has been a C2P exclusive.